Lesson 143. Mill, windmill, watermill, hilly. Sail, miller, run, situate, Holland, mountainous, cloth, packet. The difference between a windmill and a watermill is that although both might contain a machine for grinding, a windmill is worked by the action of the wind on four giant arms called sails, which, turning round in the wind, turn the large stones inside the mill, enabling the miller to grind his corn to make flour. A watermill, on the other hand, is run by water, and for this reason is situated by a fast-flowing river or stream. It is worked by a large wheel which is forced round and round by the water. We generally find windmills in flat country, where the wind is strong. For this reason, there are many in Holland. Watermills we generally find in hilly or mountainous country, which has a lot of rain and many fast-flowing rivers or streams. Watermills can also be made to produce electricity or to drive various kinds of machines. The word mill can also be used with the meaning of factory, but we usually think of a mill in this sense as producing such things as cloth or steel, whilst a factory usually produces a finished article, like a car, an electric iron, or a packet of cigarettes, etc. What's generally the difference between a mill and a factory?
The difference, generally, between a mill and a factory is that we usually think of a mill as producing such things as cloth or steel, whilst a factory usually produces a finished article, like a car.
Convince. Admit, try. When a man commits murder and the law cannot prove he did it, even though everyone is convinced he did, what happens?
When a man commits murder and the law cannot prove he did it, even though everyone is convinced he did, he is set free.
And if afterwards he admits to the crime, what happens? What must you buy in order to be admitted to the cinema? Relieve, pill, relief, parcel. If we have toothache, headache, stomachache, etc., what can we do to relieve the pain?
If we have toothache, headache, stomachache, etc., we can take a pill to relieve the pain.
How long is a soldier generally on guard for before he's relieved?
A soldier is generally on guard for perhaps 2 to 4 hours before he's relieved.
What's the noun of relieve?
The noun of relieve is relief.
During a war, what do we mean by Red Cross relief?
During a war, by Red Cross relief, we mean parcels of food and medicine, etc., sent to the soldiers who are prisoners behind the enemy lines.
Self, selfish, self-control, control, emotion. Why is it that we seldom know another person's real self?
The reason we seldom know another person's real self is that most people keep a part of themselves hidden from others.
What do you think a selfish nature is due to?
I think a selfish nature is perhaps due to the person being spoilt as a child.
What do we mean by self-control?
By self-control, we mean we control our own feelings, desires, and emotions without discipline coming from others.
Lie, lay, lane. Lie, lied, lied. Lay, laid, laid. Three verbs which sometimes get confused with one another are 1. The irregular verb to lie, as in to lie in bed, its paradigm being lie, lay, lain. 2. The regular verb to lie, meaning not to tell the truth, its paradigm being lie, lied, lied. And 3. The verb to lay, as in to lay the book on the table, its paradigm being lay, laid, laid. Tight. Tightly, tight-fitting, airtight, loose-fitting, container, watertight. What am I doing?
you're holding on tightly to the arm of the chair.
What's the contrary of tight?
The contrary of tight is loose.
Which are more comfortable, tight-fitting or loose-fitting clothes?
Loose-fitting clothes are more comfortable.
Why?
Because they allow one to move more easily. In hot weather, they keep one cool, whilst in cold weather, they keep one warm, as they allow plenty of air between the body and the material the clothes are made of, and so act as a form of protection.
What do we mean when we say a container is airtight and watertight?
When we say a container is airtight and watertight, we mean that no air or water can pass into it from outside, or vice versa.
Aim. Take aim. What am I pretending to do?
You're pretending to take aim at the window with a gun.
Have you any particular aim in life? Damp. Is it healthy to live in a damp house?
No, it isn't healthy to live in a damp house.
Why not?
Because it can make us ill.
Indeed. What does the word indeed mean, and what do we use it for?
The word indeed means really, and we use it for emphasis.
Give me an example, please.
It's very cold indeed.
Jaw. What part of the body's this?
It's the jaw.
Ladder. Describe a ladder.
A ladder's two pieces of wood or metal, with several smaller pieces put horizontally across the two to act as steps for climbing when the ladder is leant against a wall.
Use of the hyphen. When to use a hyphen and when not to use a hyphen in English is by no means easy to learn. These days, writers, and sometimes even dictionaries, will disagree about the use of the hyphen. As with most things, it is often safer to observe each individual case and remember it. One point worth noting, however, could be that a hyphen can make a difference in meaning. For example, a paper knife with a hyphen is a knife which is used for cutting paper, whilst a paper knife without a hyphen is a knife made of paper. Give me an example of how a hyphen can make a difference in meaning.
Paper knife with a hyphen means a knife which is used for cutting paper, whilst the same words without the hyphen mean a knife made of paper.
Idiom 46. A load off one's mind equals a relief from worry. For example, now that I know the results at last, it's a great load off my mind. What does the idiom, a load off one's mind, mean?
The idiom, a load off one's mind, means a relief from worry.
Give me an example, please.
I'm glad you've arrived safely. It's a great load off my mind.